Toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe-toe Hey guys, welcome back to Tote Talk with our Creepypasta edition. This is the final narration of God Has a Prisoner, and I hope you guys enjoy.
You invited me in to kill you then? I said, as a matter of factly as I could, not wishing to cause offense.
You ain't the first,
he said, gesturing at the wounds which scarred his body.
But through revulsion or the weakness of cowardness, each have failed so far. Will you be the one to show me mercy?
The thought of even getting close, even to harm the creature, almost had me retching myself. I still don't understand, though, I said, buying time. If you're the supreme power here, why can't you just save yourself?
The supreme power?
Laughter like the wind, so sweet and so sad.
Death is the supreme power, and I am his servant, like any other. Don't think I have not tried to take my own life before. The act carries such significance that I simply find myself reborn in the same body, here. You will need this.
A trembling hand reached out to me, its obese fingers fused at the joints. I recoiled my reflex, but I felt such pity for the creature that I fought against my instincts to accept the black dagger from his grasp. How do I end you?
Through the eye,
he begged. Are you sure? Such a dazzling smile from such a loathsome creature. I can't imagine how much he must have suffered. I'm sure I would have asked the same in his place. The cool dark metal felt righteous in my hand as I steeled myself from the killing blow. Some nagging doubts lingered in the back of my head, but I was so mesmerized by my disgust and the sympathy that I could think of no other course. Won't you at least close your eyes? I asked. His smile widened, unnaturally so for the child's face.
I've been looking forward to this moment as long as I could remember. I'm not going to miss a moment.
Worried that any hesitation would steal my resolve, I took the dagger in both hands and plunged it deep. The eye did not close, even as the blade slipped through. It cut so easily that I felt no resistance until the very hilt was embedded in the boy's face. The smile fat for the briefest instant before returning, then grimacing again as though fluctuating between agony and ecstasy. The massive body trembled, but I didn't relinquish my grip until the last spasm overbalanced the monstrosity. I scrambled to get out of the way as I toppled face first towards me, slamming against the ground, further pounding the dagger within its skull. Crowds parted around me as I returned down the staircase. Claws and talons pointed at me with undistinguished fascination. Whispers and murmurs from the multi-ferocious assembly swelled and faded like the ocean waves. I think I'd like to come back as a cat, I told the koala when I found him again. He was easy enough to locate, standing out in the open, seemingly paralyzed by shock. Cats seem to have things figured out.
Jason, Mixie, anyone?
The koala shouted in a hoarse, strained voice from the corner of his mouth, not taking his eyes off me for a moment. What is it? Did I do something wrong? An owl landed nearby, its head cocking from side to side to get a better look at me.
Hey, Mixie,
the koala said without turning.
How many points do you get for killing God? You have a number on that somewhere?
I swallowed hard, but I couldn't get rid of the lump in my throat. You're sure I didn't lose points? He stared dumbly at his clipboard.
Considering what he would have done if he hadn't, yeah. Says act of mercy on here. You're way in the positive, my man.
I'm going to become that thing, am I?
Not yet. You came here with 478 points. So that's what you're going back with. But shit, man, you've got so many now that...
Unless I can spend them in the next life, right?
What?
Unless I bring so much evil into the world that I break even. That's what you're saying, right? The koala looked helplessly to the owl, who fluttered its wings in something resembling a shrug. Better do human again, then, I said. I didn't care what I have to do. I'm going to live as that monster.
You're not serious, are you?
The koala whispered.
Do you have any idea what you would have to do?
I killed God, didn't I? Who knows what I'm capable of? Now that I'm back alive, I suppose I should go find out.
Hey guys, I hope you liked that creepypasta narration featuring the wizard and Mountain Man.
Hey, hey.
So yeah, that's the final one. Make sure you check out parts 1 and 2 before you check out 3, obviously. Check us out over on anchor.fm/toketalk and podbean app/toketalk. More creepypastas in the future. All right, you guys have a good night.